The Grossmont Union High School District is facing its second major lawsuit in 2 years, and this one strikes at the heart of the culture wars that have roiled school boards across the region. 9 former teacher librarians have filed suit in San Diego Superior Court, alleging their positions were eliminated in retaliation for protected activity and in furtherance of an anti-LGBTQ+ agenda by the board majority.
The complaint names board members Scott Eckert, Robert Shield, Jim Kelly, and Gary Woods, alleging they banned books with LGBTQ+ content, ended a mental health contract because it separately served LGBTQ+ people, and retaliated against staff who supported LGBTQ+ students. This follows a $1.2 million settlement UHSD paid in 2025 to former special education director Rose Tagnese over similar discrimination allegations.
The timeline here is crucial. The board voted 4-1 in May 2025 to eliminate more than 60 positions, including all 9 district librarians and 19 counselors, citing declining enrollment and budget pressures. But the lawsuit alleges these cuts were pretextual, targeting specific staff members who had supported LGBTQ+ students and programming.
From a legal perspective, proving retaliatory intent is challenging. School districts have legitimate authority to make staffing decisions based on enrollment and budget constraints. The plaintiffs will need to demonstrate that LGBTQ+ advocacy was a substantial motivating factor in the specific positions that were eliminated.
But the pattern allegations are significant. Banning books, ending mental health contracts, and eliminating librarian positions could collectively suggest a coordinated effort to remove LGBTQ+ supportive resources and staff. If the plaintiffs can establish that pattern, they have a stronger retaliation claim.
The $1.2 million settlement with Rose Tagnese creates important context. GUHSD has already paid substantial damages for alleged discrimination, which could influence a jury's perception of the district's practices and make them more receptive to the librarian's claims.
What's particularly concerning is the elimination of all district librarians. School librarians aren't just book managers, they're information literacy educators who teach students how to evaluate sources, conduct research, and think critically about information. Eliminating these positions has educational consequences beyond any LGBTQ+ issues.
The district did approve new immigration enforcement response guidelines in January 2026, establishing protocols for protecting students whose parents are detained or deported. That suggests the board is capable of making policy decisions that protect vulnerable student populations, which makes the LGBTQ+ allegations more puzzling.
On a more positive note, UC San Diego's School of Medicine celebrated its 55th Doctor of Medicine graduating class on May 31st. Separately, UCSD researchers published findings today on spinal segment-targeted gene therapy for reducing muscle spasticity caused by spinal cord injury, potentially groundbreaking work for treating paralysis-related complications.
UCSD also announced that a computer science team helped patch a major national security vulnerability that allowed attackers to fake their identity in smartphone text conversations, a flaw affecting carriers from Verizon to Apple. The university continues to be a major research asset for the region.
Tomorrow marks the last full day of school for Santee School District students, with the Teen Center hosting an ice cream social and summer operations beginning June 12th. It's a reminder that summer brings different supervision and activity patterns that communities need to prepare for.
Which connects back to that e-bike forum Santee held on June 2nd. With school ending and more young people on e-bikes during summer days, safety education becomes even more critical. E-bikes can reach 20 to 28 miles per hour, depending on the class, which is significantly faster than traditional bicycles.
The intersection of technology, youth, and community safety is increasingly complex. E-bikes offer great mobility and environmental benefits, but they also create new safety challenges that communities are still learning to manage.
Now, let's examine where we might be wrong about the GUHSD lawsuit. Most coverage frames this as a straightforward case of anti-LGBTQ+ discrimination, with the librarians as victims of ideological targeting. But what if the strongest counterargument is that school districts facing genuine budget crises have to make difficult staffing decisions, and eliminating librarian positions, while painful, was actually a rational response to changing educational technology and declining enrollment?
That's a fair point, Marcus. If student enrollment is genuinely declining and district finances are strained, eliminating positions that might seem less central to core instruction could be defensible. Modern students do much of their research online, and classroom teachers increasingly integrate information literacy into their own curriculum.
The question becomes whether the librarians can prove that LGBTQ+ advocacy was a substantial factor rather than budget constraints and changing educational priorities. School districts eliminate positions regularly. They need to show this case was different.
But here's what troubles me about that defense. Librarians serve multiple functions beyond just LGBTQ+ support. They manage information resources, teach research skills, and often provide academic support for struggling students. If budget concerns were the primary motivation, you'd expect to see more targeted cuts rather than eliminating entire professional categories.
The book banning allegations complicate the budget defense. If the board was simultaneously removing books with LGBTQ+ content and eliminating librarian positions, that suggests content control rather than fiscal necessity was driving decisions.
If we're wrong about this being primarily discrimination, here's what to watch for. Evidence that other school districts with similar enrollment declines made comparable librarian cuts. Detailed budget analyses showing the specific savings achieved, and whether GUHSD reinvests those savings in other educational programs or simply reduces overall spending.
Also worth monitoring, whether the district's student outcomes in information literacy and research skills decline without librarians, and whether teachers receive additional training to fill those instructional gaps. If student learning suffers, the budget justification becomes much weaker.